Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Just a friendly reminder that, first of all, the mincha this afternoon is going to be at 5:30 p.m. That tomorrow morning we daven at 6:10. 6:10 tomorrow morning. And just a friendly reminder, Learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by the Wengers, commemorating the Yahrzeit of Sarah Bas Reb Mendel and Yechiel Alter ben Reb Avram. And, of course, Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Lili Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We're learning this second in the Goyim. We're in the second parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel Ein Ruinus HaNegoyim B'Shachritz. We don't usually like to look at Saras Negoyim in the early morning because or Bein Arbayim or in the evening. Velo b'soch habayis, and not inside the house. Velo b'yom ha'munan, and not on a cloudy day. And why is that? Says the Mishnah, l'fi shekeya nires aza, because that which is dull appears bright, and you might get the wrong diagnosis. Velo b'tzarayim l'fi ha'asha'aza nirekeya. But we also don't look at the midpoint of the day when the sun's at its highest, because things that are supposed to be bright or they will appear to be dull. Same as I Rowan, what are the proper times for looking at Negarim? The Mishnah says, B'shalosh, B'arba, B'chamish, B'shev, B'shmona, and the third, the fourth, the fifth, the seventh, and the eighth hours of the day, U'batesh, and the ninth hour of the day, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'arba, B'chamish, B'shmona, B'tesha. You have to give a little bit more room. It's in the fourth and the fifth, and the eighth and the ninth, in order to make sure that you have just enough time that it's, the sun's not too bright, and the sun is not too dull. And of course, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Kohen, Hasuma Bachas Me'enav. What if you have a Kohen that's blinded in one eye? Oshakeim or Enav. Or he has a bad eyesight. So in such a situation, Lo Yiras HaNegoyim, he should not check out the Negoyim, Shenemar, L'cho Marei, Enei HaKohen. That he has to be as far as the eyes multiple of the Kohen can see. If he has a limitation, that's going to be a problem. What do you do? There are three types of Tzaras. There's Tzaras on the body. That can be seen outside. There's tzaras on clothing that can be taken outside. But how do you look at tzaras in the house by bringing it outside? Then it's no longer part of a house. So the Mishnah says, "Bayis ha'ofel." If you're dealing with a house that's rather dark, impose in bo chalonos liros esnigo. We don't pop open new windows and new doors. In other words, what normally has to happen is you open up all the windows and all the doors to let as much light in order for the kohen to be able to see the nega. But in this case, if it doesn't have windows, so we don't make windows just to be able to destroy the house. And instead, we'll see exactly how we're supposed to check out the Negei Batim. We'll stop here, Be'ezras Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.